WRC Radio, in cooperation with Dirty Doily, the greatest name in fancy linens, brings you WRC's Good Manners Can Be Fun show, featuring the very world-renowned Miss Mamie Van Belt. Now, to our studios and Miss Van Belt. Welcome to our show, Mamie.
Thank you, Willard, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Myself and my husband, Oliver, are here this evening. Oliver, say hello.
Hello.
Thank you. And this evening we're going to discuss a very fascinating topic, the proper placement, seating arrangement at the dinner table when you're having a party.
We all know good manners can be fun, and of course it's very important to seat people at a dinner party next to each other to stimulate the conversation,
correct,
to make the dinner sparkle, to compliment the chef's coiffure.
I think you mean cuisine, don't you?
I think
that's the type of... Oliver, how many times have I told you to double-check your scripts when you write them?
Very near, eh?
Oh, why don't you shape up or ship over, for heaven's sake?
I'd like to ship over.
Now then, we're going to discuss the proper chair seating arrangement at the table. Beginning, of course, with the head of the table, where one usually finds the head of the house. Oliver, would you sit down there at the head of the table, please?
Thank you, dear.
All right. Now then, usually you sit the husband and wife next to one another. However, when you're having guests, it's best to have someone else sit next to the husbands and wives, separating them, because a lot of husbands and wives don't even talk to one another.
Well, now, then, in this seating arrangement you have here, your husband, Oliver, will be sitting next to you, so you'd like to...
I don't like that at all,
no,
Oliver.
Okay.
Now, Oliver, you're definitely not the head of this household. Would you move down two chairs, please?
Yes, dear, I'll do.
All right, sit right down here. Now, that's better. Now, then. Of course, you want to make sure that if you have people who aren't married, that you have two eligible single people sitting together. Possibly Cupid will go to work. You see what I mean?
I see. You're tingling with excitement.
Yes. In that case, Oliver, you're still in the wrong. So would you move down three chairs, please,
yes,
Oliver?
Yes, dear. I'll just...
That's much better. Now then, of course... A second, Oliver, why don't you just sit at the foot of the table, Oliver?
Yes, dear, I...
Yeah, sit down there where you won't be noticed.
Sorry, dear, I...
Oliver's not much of a conversationalist, and he makes the party...
Down here at the front of the table, dear, is that all right?
We
pass
have...
me a little lettuce? I'm getting very hungry all
We have a problem here, Oliver.
Some
we...
stuffed celery and maybe one of those big red olives.
We have, 13 people at the table and only 12 chairs.
I like my roast beef medium.
Oliver, you're not going to be able to sit at the dinner table for this party. Why don't you just go out in the kitchen and eat with the help?
Yes, dear.
All right. Right out there, Oliver. Now then, ladies and gentlemen, as you see...
Hi, Gary. It worked.
Excuse me, Oliver. I'm
worked.
Ed Walker from the show.
It works every
time. Do you always let your wife bully you around and push you around like that?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you don't ever fight back?
Oh, no.
You let her... I mean, she literally threw you out of the dining room.
Yes, I love it. I like back in the kitchen.
Why do you want to eat in the kitchen?
Cook's got a daughter.
Transcribed.
Not yet.
Oh,
no, the show's not over yet.